The conference will now begin.
Okay, here we go. So we're holding now. Baruch Hashem, Lekutei Halacha, Halacha Gimel. We're in the middle of Oz Dalet. And we're involved with a very, very serious part, in terms of Avodah at least, that Rabbi Nachman has been explaining to us, is that when a person goes to sleep in the first half of the night, he's entering into the world of Emunah. I'm not going to explain everything now, again, but you're entering into the world of Emunah, where you don't have to know everything. You don't have to understand. You go to sleep. You don't have to know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and you believe that. Then by Chatzos, when you are time to wake up, the earliest time that a person should be waking up by Chatzos, in order to do Avodas Hashem, to learn the Daven, that's the time where his Das starts to expand, starts to open up, and he's allowed again to utilize his Das. There are some times in life that we're not allowed to use our Das. There are certain questions, there are certain situations in life that we cannot use our Das. And we also have to know when we're supposed to use our Das and we throw it away too prematurely. It's not an easy sugya. That's why a person needs a Rebbe or a friend even to speak things out. Rabbi Nachman says a person always needs to speak to a Rebbe, to a friend, to know when should he be using his Das, when should he be then entering into this situation to try to understand, to try to answer, and when should he not? When should he just go to sleep and just say, it's up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he'll take care of it. When you wake up and the pathways of your Das start to open up again, you're supposed to fill it up. You're supposed to fill it up with Torah and Avodah. Because when you do that, then you're going to take the Emunah that you gained when you're sleeping, and you're going to be able to utilize it during the day. If a person only sleeps at night, if a person only goes into the world of Emunah, and he never enters back into the world of Das, a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use, Yadata Hayom. Yadata Hayom HaShem Rosalvech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use our Das. If we only go into the world of Emunah, so then we live lives in a very low level way. Even though it's a Muna, it's a low level way. Because we never enter into anything. We're always in a certain way scared. Okay, I don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. I don't know. In some ways there's times to use that, and sometimes we have to know we have to do a Hershtadlus. And our Hershtadlus is to use our Das. So when you go to sleep and you enter into a world of Muna, of course with Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, with by saying Shema Yisrael, like we said. That's the way you go to sleep, by saying Shema Yisrael. And then you go to sleep. And then you wake up. And you open up the pathways of Das. And you start to learn. You start to daven. You start to fill up your Das. You know what happens, says Rabbi Nachman? You start to be able to sense that the whole world is filled with Hashem's covenant. You can actually feel it. That's the madriga of living with your Emunah. Like we discussed yesterday, there's believing, and then there's knowing. Do we believe that there's a God, or do we know there's a God? That's what we're discussing now. So now we're on page 118. And Rabbi Nelson says in the second paragraph, he says, this is what David HaMelech meant. And David HaMelech said, we quoted the passage yesterday, at the end of this first paragraph, Chatzos, Laila, Alkum, Lehodos, Lach, Hamash, Betzitkech. At Chatzos, Laila, I wake up to praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for your Mishpatim, for your Halachas, for your Tzidkes, your righteousness. So what does it mean, Lahodos Lach? Says Rabbi Nachman, Lahodos Lach is the Bechina, is explained to the Pasuk of Otcha B'yosha Levav, B'lamdi Mishpatei Tzidkecha. And I'm going to praise you with a straight heart. As I learn your Torah, Hamavor B'tara Nash, Shezeh Zochen Adei Chatzos. What Rabbi Nachman is saying, is based on yesterday, is that by Chatzos, when we wake up to the Das, and we learn, and we fill up our Das, that's when you're able to daven. That's what we were discussing yesterday. The main place that a person wants to utilize his living with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to feel Melocha Aretz Kevod, to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, is by davening. So Lahodos Lach, to praise in this context, Lahodos usually means, it can mean thank you, it could also mean a praise. So when we say we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means tefillah. So David Melech says like this, Chatzos Laila Akum, I get up in Chatzos Laila, and I'm able to then what? Lahodos Lach, I'm able to daven to you because I got up in Chatzos Laila, which is the Bechina of Mishpatei Tzidkecha, like we discussed from Rabbi Nachman many, many times, and from Rabbi Nachman, that it's like learning poskim, like learning halacha. Halacha is able to help a person clarify his life just to learn straight halacha as part of his learning. So then he needs Gemara, he needs a little, he needs Chumash, he needs some Chassidus, but you also need to learn halacha to clarify your life. So when I wake up by Chatzos, I'm able to clarify myself, no more questions anymore, and I can live with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It says on page 118, the Kimas Chatzos, even though it seems to be a very foreign avoda, the Breslovers push it a lot. Rabbi Nachman pushed it a lot, Rabbi Nachman pushed it a lot, but it's not so common to get up by Chatzos, but we have to learn it anyway. We have to know what the Madrigas are that we should get to. The Kimas Chatzos, Zehu Ikru B'chinas Hisoyrus HaShachar, HaNeber Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Nachman, you want to know what the main way of waking up that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about? The main awakening is Dafka through waking up by Chatzos. Getting up at that time of night, Chatzos, whatever it is now, 1 o'clock around, I don't know, 1 a.m., yes, which means you have to go to sleep very, very, very early. Most people are going to sleep at Chatzos nowadays. They didn't always have electricity. But to wake up at Chatzos, and there's a lot of inyanim in Kabbalah, there's a lot of inyanim, deeper inyanim that are going on at that time. But if a person wakes up at Chatzos, then he's going to have a great day. The main thing is to get up at Chatzos. The Gami says it this, and we discussed this. The Gami, even if you're not able to get up by Chatzos, it's very, very early. Be a lion, wake up strong before the light of day. Okay? Even now it's a little bit early, but let's say a person tries to get up, let's say, for Nates, to daven Hanates. And what does he do when he wakes up? What's the first thing a Yid should do? To learn Torah and do avoda. Some people like to wake up early to exercise. So that's a good thing, but we also have to know to exercise our spirituality. And the first thing in the morning that we should do to exercise our spirituality is to learn Torah, to do some Hezbodidus, to say some Tehillim. Also, run around the block. That's also very good for davening, happens to be. When you exercise before davening, then you're adding your body, you're waking your body up. When you wake up early, as early as you can, right? Everybody should take upon themselves to wake up 10 minutes earlier if they can, which might mean go to sleep 10 minutes earlier. That's okay. That's a good thing. Wake up 10 minutes earlier and learn something or daven for 10 extra minutes tomorrow morning and for the rest of the week, the next 3 weeks. Something's going on these next 3 weeks. So let's take upon ourselves to the next 3 weeks, right, until Tisha B'Av. Wake up 10 minutes earlier, maybe to say one extra kapitel to Hillel or something or two, for the Churban, something to connect, maybe to learn something in Ahavas Yisrael. Maybe Avdurecha Kamocha, some Ninyanim that we have to work on now. But in that way, when you wake up early specifically to do Avodas Hashem, not just because it's this Man Tefillah, because my minion's at 7 o'clock. My minion's at 8 o'clock, I have to catch the train at 8:30 or 9 or whatever it is. No. I'm waking up specifically in order to do Avodas Hashem, to open up my Das, to try to allow a Kodesh Baruch into my life. So each person according to his Avodah, to whatever degree you can get up early, to whatever you can learn. Each person has to know himself. In that way, you're going to slowly, slowly build within yourself, in your das, that a person can feel and to know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is covered, mamash of the whole world. To feel it. To feel it. Every single second of your day. You're walking around, you can just close your eyes and feel Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're saying Asher Yotzer, you're saying Shahakoni B'dvarim. You're learning, you're davening, you're talking to your friend. You can, right before you make a phone call for business, you close your eyes and you say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I know, Meloch Haaretz Kevodo. I know, Meloch Haaretz Kevodo. And then you type the number 718-825, and you make the business phone call. That's the way, that's what you live with his life. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is with him. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. But I place God before me always. Now, says Rabbi Nassim, when a person is zocha to that das, to know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is covered, his honor is everywhere, ki nistalkin akushyos. It's because all of the questions in his life have been answered. See, a person, a yid, be'etzim, we're ma'aminim. Be'etzim, we have das Hashem. The problem is that we have these questions that are sometimes very, very deep and we don't even know. And they're questions, we can't go into it now, coming from the ego, coming from the body, the Nevesh Bahamas, it's not a time to that, but there are questions. The second you can remove those questions, you 100% will have emunah, you 100% will have das. But those are very hard questions to get to, so sometimes we have to like somehow sneak around them. One of the main ways to sneak around those questions is to wake up by Chatzos. When a person wakes up by Chatzos or as early as he can specifically to do Avodas Hashem, he's giving answers. That's an answer. That means you believe that Ribono Shel Olam is the creator of the world. Why else are you getting up? Chatzos? What are you doing Chatzos? Your whole life, therefore, is an answer to the question, is there really Ribono Shel Olam? Because the deepest part of a person is, at the deepest part of a person, he doesn't know, is there really Ribono Shel Olam? Because how could you really know? You can't see him. But when a person does actions like waking up early b'chatzos and using that time to learn the daven, he's giving himself in the deepest place within himself that answer. Yes, there is Ribono Shel Olam. That's very, very powerful. That's very, very powerful. Y'all came, says Rabbi Nelson. Y'all came, therefore, Nismach was a Shavita Shemanag Bisama. Therefore, the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch added to waking up in the morning, he added this clause, this pasuk in Tehillim that the Devil Melch says, I place God before me always. It's totally connected to waking up in the morning. Because to wake up in the morning is to open the Das. The whole point of Das is to get to that place of Shavisi Hashem and Egbisam. Tahinu Das to know Shemeloch Alar's Kivodu Ki Habal Talia. To know that the Ribono Shel Olam fills the whole world, because waking up and Shavisi Hashem and Egbisam is totally Tali. Debezeh. The Iker Hesar is Hashachar B'Shel Tikkun Atfil. Now Rabbi Nelson explains, now we understand. The main awakening of the morning is B'Shul Tikkun Atfilah. We are trying to wake up. We're trying to have a bigger das in order that we can daven properly. Because davening is one of the greatest ways, if not the greatest way, to live our emunah, not learning. Learning is very, very powerful, but in a different way. Tfilah, connected tfilah, conscious tfilah, is the greatest kelim, the greatest vessel for the emunah in your heart. When a person davens, and we'll discuss in a minute, today we discuss the Sfar B'Shachar, the Kavanah Gadol B'Lashon, that this waking up in the morning, the main point of it, to wake up to daven, to wake up to learn, and to go to the mikvah, and your tehillim, and all the things you do, is specifically so you could daven Shachar with Kavanah Gadol B'Lashon, with a full heart, with full Kavanah. Now, the Kabbalists, they have a whole different thing that they daven for. They understand what's going on in the realms. But we're simple Yidden. We want to daven Pesukah de Zimra, B'simcha. B'simcha. Hodu l'ashem kita. We want to daven Kriya Shema, Birkas Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema, the Pacha B'yir Shema Yisrael, Shema K'nei Shema Chod. Emotional. And then we want to get to the height of Tfilah Shema Esrei, which is Shavis Hashem Anei Yisamad. The way you get to that process is to waking up properly and waking up early. Waking up early. So Rabbi Nelson says in the Chazar from yesterday, Ki'alidei Yisrael Sashachar, to waking up in the morning, She'oz Kamaz V'tor V'vodah. And therefore, when you wake up, you're learning Torah. You open up your mind. You're able to nullify all those deep questions that you had. Sometimes you don't even know what those questions are. Sometimes in life, you're just held back from serving Hashem. Sometimes you're just held back from simcha, from happiness. Why? You don't really know. The answer is, and you don't have to know exactly why, but the answer is because you have these deep-rooted questions in the depths of your heart, in the depths of your soul, that have not been answered yet. But when you wake up early to learn to daven, they're going to be answered up. Whether you know, understand how that happens, it doesn't matter. The questions will be answered up. Then you'll know the das shalom of them. With a full knowledge, Hashem fills the whole world. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're feeling that He's before you always. And then when you know Mamish, the Kodesh Baruch Hu fills the whole world, then you can daven a real shachris. With real kavanah, when you know the Ribono Shel Olam is right in front of you, when you can feel that He's right in front of you by davening, and He hears, and He's Kodesh Baruch Hu is inclining your ears, they listen to what you're saying, every single word that comes out of your mouth, you're going to be on fire for davening. It's you also. Your pesukah is you're going to be praising Hashem, you're going to be dancing and clapping and singing, and by Shema your gemam is going to be a pachad because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know He's right there. And you're taking upon yourself kavod hamalchus shamayim. And then by Shmon Esrei, you're just going to be with B'yichud. Just you and Kadosh Baruch Hu, one-on-one. You only have to whisper because He's right there. That's the madrega of Ishu Ishto. Ishu Ishto, Zivug. You just have to whisper. And this das, this knowledge, I know we're going over, just give me a minute because we have to finish the Osei. And this knowledge of that you have with a full heart, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's covered, fills mamash the whole world, His light fills the world, His essence is everywhere. Zochanai de Kimas Chatzos, we're going to get that to Kimas Chatzos, waking up by Chatzos, or as early as you can. Shebechinas is Oros HaShachar, that's waking up in the morning, that's page 120. Nimsa, so we find, Shekimas Chatzos, waking up by Chatzos, in the Sugul, the Tefillah of Kavanah. Waking up by Chatzos, or as early as you can, is a Segula for Tefillah of Kavanah. Proper davening. Everything for segula is, well, if I put a key in a challah, then I'm going to make parnasa. That is a segula. The real segula is when you put your hod in. Segula is when you wake up early to do avodas Hashem, then you're going to get a great gift, the great gift of davening the kavana. We all know, those who daven every day, davening the kavana is not so pashut. It's not pashut at all. It's very, very difficult. So we need a segula. You know what the segula is? Not giving tzedakah, not paying off anybody. Not putting a little amulet on my heart that says Shavis Hashem. No, it's waking up by Chatzos, waking up as early as you can to daven to learn, and then on your heart, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will inscribe Shavis Hashem the Nagi Son. Hashem will say, "I'm on this guy's heart. I'm on his heart." And when Hashem's on your heart, ooh, then you feel him, then you breathe him, then you live him. V'chein move on. V'chamanis Arizal. Those who understand the Arizal, that's what it means. Shekinas Chatzos Tikin v'Hachanal Tefila. The Arizal has a very deep thing. With the binyan of Malchus and Emuna from the Zohar Kadosh, that waking up by Chatzos is the beginning and the preparation for one's tefillah. We should be zochem Rosh Hashem to know how to go to sleep, but also to know how to wake up, to live with our das, to live with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to daven even a little bit, even for 1 minute. To daven with a little bit of a slavis, a little bit of knowledge that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. All right, Chazar, what should I say?
Question?
Yeah.
I know, like, the tefillah Chatzos, it's Karachot Tzikamaya.
I guess the happy last night, like maybe it's because now, like, a morning right out, it's called Beis Hamikdash, recognized around the world, and please still see us that way. I guess why not? Why not? You don't have to say those actual tefillahs that came out afterwards. The Shulchan Aruch talks about mourning the Beis Hamikdash. That's okay. The Arizal had a whole inyan because of Rachel, and that's the deeper inyanim of the Kimas Chatzos that you're talking about. Rachel and Mayo, because they're going to be used, because there's going to be Zivugim by Shachar. There's a big inyanim.
That's for the Friday I'm covering. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Hashem. Okay, have a beautiful day.
Yeah, that's